Tuesday, November 27th, 5-4-3-2-1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. One result of the global trade war will be the regionalization of the global economy. Right now, we have seen the most open borders to trade the world has ever known. Sure, there are still some instances of stubborn protectionism, but as a general statement, before Trump's trade war, business was pretty much able to buy and sell wherever it made the most economic benefit to do so in the world. What will happen if the trade war protracts is that countries will pick sides, alliances will form, borders will close, choices will shrink, and trade will contract. We may have just seen the best world economy that we'll ever enjoy in this life cycle. Having the world consolidate into America first-like regional trading communities will eventually do us no good as we shrink the market that we can trade into by choice. Closing our border to immigrants will also slow our economy. The U.S. has realigned with Canada and Mexico to form the North American Trade Alliance if the USMCA is consummated. Even that one is not totally in the bag yet. Canada and Mexico have agreed to sign the USMCA Friday, despite the steel and aluminum tariffs still in place. Mexico and Canada had threatened not to sign until the tariffs went away, but backed down on that threat. It is yet to be revealed what Trump wants from Mexico and Canada in order to drop those tariffs, but it has to be something, or they would have already been resolved. The zero tariffs in the USMCA do us no good until the steel and aluminum and retaliatory tariffs end. The USMCA ties both Canada and Mexico to the United States, giving the U.S. leverage in any future trade deals that they might do. Both have put several in place superseding this agreement. Many countries in Asia will have no choice but to align with China because it was our choice not to align with them by rejecting TPP. I don't think that all the pre-summit posturing, mostly done by Trump, will have a great bearing on the outcome of the talks next weekend. Trump was downplaying prospects, but that would make a positive outcome seem all the more positive, or let him continue to bash China if they do not give him enough. China's objective of the summit is to defuse Trump's threatened Cold War and convince him that they are amicable enough to continue efforts to resolve contentious issues so that Trump shelves plans for more tariffs. Trump says the outcome is up to China. The risk, it seems, though, is very much ours. China is puzzled as to how to handle him. Same thing for the grain markets. The dollar was higher with crude oil, so far unable to follow through on Monday's gains. I am still friendly corn as the basis improves. I still see risk in soybeans. I think it noteworthy that both soy meal and soy oil are trading new lows for the year below September lows, while soybeans have not yet. If weakness in product markets persist, crush margins will deteriorate, and the crush, which has been the source of strength for the soybean market, will slow. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3-2-1. Vladimir Putin was the only one who Trump smiled at during the recent Paris ceremony to honor the end of World War I. All other world leaders got his characteristic frown. Putin may be going to test his close relationship by taking another crack at subjugating the Ukraine. This time it was a naval engagement over disputed territorial waters, which the Russians won handily, temporarily closing the Kerch Strait, attacking three Ukrainian naval vessels who were attempting to join others in the Sea of Azov. The strait is a shipping lane for grain out of the Sea of Azov and is now open again as the Russians control it. By the looks of the geography, most of Ukrainian ports are not impacted. Ukraine fears that a full-scale invasion may follow what Russia will call a provocation and has put its defenses on alert. It was Russia that took the complaint to the UN. The 2016 GOP convention took a pro-Russian position over Ukraine, which is a mystery being looked into by Mueller. Trump and Putin will get together again at the G20 summit. Harley still plans to place production where they sell bikes to avoid tariffs. Deere will do the same thing, quietly moving production to Brazil to export from that tariff-neutral country. One reason why Deere stock has done as well as it has is stock buybacks. GM plans to lose nearly 15,000 jobs as it responds to declining demand for regular cars, impacting plants in Michigan, Ohio, and Canada. That news ticked Trump off, who, taking it as a personal insult, demanded that GM stop making cars in China and build a new plant in Ohio. Trump was flat-out threatening GM. First, he screws up everyone's business with tariffs impacting both production costs and sales, and then orders them around like he's in charge of these companies. Business will eventually tire of his meddling, which is worse than regulation. One caveat of America First is that companies will make their products where they sell them to avoid some or all of the tariff taxes. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.